And everybody, what I would love you to do is to just make sure that you're in your own energy field, and that if you're with anybody else, maybe you're sitting in group counsel, that you're literally just tuning into the greatest vibration that you feel is possible at this time. Feeling deep within your heart's counsel those qualities of love, the resonances of love that you have received in the highest vision of yourself. And as you come together in this sacred council, we create this amazing sanctuary within the morphogenetic field as we reach out through this exquisite technology that is assisting us to move ourselves into the sanctuary of the sacred. Prepare your body so that you can feel the pulsations of light moving through you. By just stilling your body and grounding your body, making sure your body is comfortable and that your spine is as aligned as it possibly can be. As you align your spine, imagine that within the pranic cord of your spine, meaning within the central column of your spine, is a beautiful beam of light, a silver white light that may receive all of the pulsations of the great spectrum of light that fills our consciousness at this time. See that beam of light going all the way down from your body through the building where you're placed, or whichever sanctuary you may be in, into Mother Earth, deep into the very womb of Mother. And she will automatically come to hold you in her unconditional love, because she is always there securing us. This, of course, we call gravity. And then feel the further reaches of this beam of light, this pranic cord, reaching up through the top of your head, through the building or through the atmosphere where you are placed, and going right up through the atmosphere of our planet, connecting with the nearest planet to planet Earth, which is Venus, and anchor into Venus, the planet of love. So you are held by Sister Venus and balanced by Mother Earth. And now letting all the breath go, breathe in white light. Pause and then let it go. Feel the need to breathe at the end, and when you are ready, breathe in. Feel the light filling your body. Pause and then let the breath go. Let all the breath go. Feel the need to breathe, and once more for the last time, breathing in. Feel the whole of your body and the whole of your field filled with white light, and then let the breath go. And when you need to, just recover and pause, breathing in your own rhythm. I'm going to use one of the codes. This is the third code, and it is about opening up the whole of the essence of the divine expression within your physical form. Urim vetumim, urim vetumim, urim vetumim. Feel the vibration moving through your heart and then pulsing, rhythmically moving through the whole of your field, awakening you to a further sensitivity of the divinity of your consciousness. Urim vetumim, urim vetumim, urim vetumim. And then pause. Feeling the oscillations of the light code, opening up the possibility of the richness of your density to be lived more simply, to be lived more effectively, to be lived full of light. And now moving on to the sixth code. Ehyeh Asha Ehyeh. Ehyeh Asha Ehyeh. Ehyeh Asha Ehyeh. In translation, this is I am that I am. Opening up the great I Am presence that was first initiated thousands of years ago into Moses' being. And then, subsequently, we were reminded of it through Saint-Germain's meeting on Mount Shasta with Godfrey Ray King. Ehyeh Asha Ehyeh. Ehyeh Asha Ehyeh. Ehyeh Asha Ehyeh. And within your light body, you may feel a crystalline structure beginning to open, a temple of light in which you sit, so that every chakra is producing light in quivering oscillations within this beautiful celestial structure. And now moving to the third code that I'd like to share with you, which is the 10th code. And this is an ascending destiny code that calls to the divine. In other words, as we use this code, we open up a corridor of light within the celestial light vehicle, the temple of light we've just opened, to the Great One, the Great Being, the Infinite Intelligence of the Source. Vayikra. 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 And you'll feel a shimmering of light around the celestial structure, the temple that we just opened within our field. This code was used by Moses to part the Red Sea. It was a code that he used to open great miracles. Vayikra. 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 And you will feel a blessing being given by the infinite intelligence of the Source, by the great El Shaddai, by God. And you will feel this as shimmering light around the edge of this extraordinary temple of light that we've just opened. Sit within and notice how these three codes are moving through the whole of your body, possibly on three different levels within your heart as the seat of the soul. And I'll just allow a pause to take place while we sit in silence. And then just taking another deep breath in and out, and feeling the whole of your being coming back to this overt consciousness that we're sharing, allowing your light vehicle to remain open within the sanctuary of your soul.